Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You could have whatever you like.
You could have whatever you like. Yeah.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, if you live in the DMV, you experienced some pretty wild weather yesterday. Helping us make sense of all of that is our friend Doug Kammer, chief meteorologist over at NBC4. But I got to start. We got breaking news here on The Fan. Two people in my life that have green phones, and it drives me nuts. One of them is Kammer. One of them is Ben Standing. Big news yesterday. I texted Doug, and a blue text came back. Doug has joined the iPhone world. Congratulations, sir.
Way to go, Doug.
No, I'm not happy about it, man. I'm not happy about it, but I do appreciate
why
the
you not
congratulations,
happy about it?
And I'm glad I'm up for the award this year. That's great.
Why are you not happy about it? You said your family made you?
I've had an Android phone forever. I know how it works. I know what's going on. This iPhone thing, man, I'm still trying to get used to it. It's been 2 weeks. I don't know how y'all do it. The other way is so easy.
I think iPhone is way easier than a Droid.
You know what, B-Man, you and I should go somewhere. You should go camping for like 3 days and just sit there on each other's phones, and then you would figure out that the Android phone is the best way to go.
I doubt it.
I mean, the Android loyalists are very confident that it's the better phone.
Android camera is the best thing out there.
I will tell you this.
Everything else, garbage.
You are not the only one who has congratulated me on the Switch. I have so many chats with all my friends and all these group chats, and all of a sudden everybody's rejoicing because I was the only one. They couldn't name the chat. They couldn't get on the chat. They couldn't put stuff on the chat because I was there. So yeah. Now, yes, I am with you, Apple people, and
When your phone takes you out of most things, that's a problem, Doug.
I don't know.
when your phone makes you void it from a lot of stuff, that's not a good thing.
This was many years back, but Ben Standing being on the Skins beat when Tony Wiley was running things, this was when like the Droid iPhone debate was like really problematic. We had a group text from Tony, from the PR director, about what was going to happen, and at the end of every text, like, all right, coach is going to talk at 4:00, whatever it was. It'd be like, someone tell Standing, because he just couldn't deal with Ben messing up the group chat. It was hysterical. All right, but that's not why we have you here, Doug. If you want to give Doug a follow, it's at Doug Kammerer, 2 M's, 2 R's, on Instagram, Facebook, and X does those.
And
Facebook.
I might be able to get back to you once I figure out how to open all those things on the iPhone.
So yesterday, dude, I leave the radio station at like 2:00. I drive out. I wanted to maybe hit some golf balls. And literally at 3:00, it was like a switch got hit and the whole world was blowing sideways. How does wind like that just come out of nowhere? Like what?
I just feel it when I left here. But that's because we came out of the damn garage, dude.
No, I was on the street.
But the wind wasn't hitting here like it hit it. When I got to Virginia, I thought I was in another place.
Like, I understand rain and snow, at least on a cursory level. How does wind just happen like that?
So we had another little area of low pressure move through and a cold front that came through. So that cold front creating behind it is high pressure. So as a cold front moves in, a lot of times you get a little warmer air out ahead of a cold front. Behind a cold front is the colder air. And it's also where the high pressure area is. So we had an area of high pressure that was driving in last night. And that difference between low pressure and high pressure, it's called the pressure gradient force. That's what allows for the wind. So that wind blowing from high pressure to low pressure is what happened yesterday. And we had a pretty strong area of low pressure that made its way through the area. That's what brought us the rain on Sunday. And then we had another one that came through during the day yesterday and really helped to make things on the cooler side. So that's why walking outside today, it's definitely on the cooler side right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, it was legit.
It got
cold
real cold
this morning.
Last night, yeah.
It's just
We had 71. You know, again, as that front's moving our way, it brings up some warmer air because you get winds out of the southwest. So we had 71 degrees yesterday, and that was at 2 o'clock. And then after 2 o'clock, everything started falling. We were 61 degrees by 7 o'clock. So we dropped 10 degrees by that time, and then we had 50-mile-an-hour winds. I mean, we had one wind gust of 58 miles per hour. Now, that 58 is the designation for severe thunderstorm. We didn't have thunderstorms. We just had super strong winds. So we had trees down all around the area. I mean, I was driving home. I had a tree down a neighbor's house. I had another tree sent to me that was down. So we had trees down, branches down, all kinds of stuff.
The only time I ever felt something like that when I was in Scotland playing golf, where we started off and it was calm. Yeah. It was about 50 degrees. That was warm for that day. And then all of a sudden, in about 45 minutes, it had dropped into the high 30s. And I look at the caddy and say, we don't leave the course. And I realized I was in trouble. It started snowing. It rained. And it was raining sideways. So I've never seen it happen like that again, but that time.
Yeah, and that's what happens when we get these fronts. I mean, we can have these huge changes in a matter of a few minutes. Now, our changes in D.C., I always talk about when I go to school talks, I always talk about how much I love the weather here because it changes constantly. So I'm always busy. Mm-hmm. But we never have those weather extremes. So yesterday was kind of an extreme day for us. You know, again, 71 to 61, 10-degree temperature drop. Winds going from 20 miles an hour to 50 miles per hour. But, man, I mean, I went to school in Colorado, and we would have days where it was 71 degrees, and that wind would come through. It would drop to 30 degrees. And like you're saying, B. Mitch, it would start snowing on you, and you'd get like 2-3 inches of snow, and then all of a sudden the sun would come back out and go back up to 52. I mean, that was some extreme stuff and really cool to watch. And if you're a weather guy like me, you're loving it.
Talking with our friend Doug Kammerer here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Doug a follow at Doug Kammerer. Watch him every night on NBC4. All right, so yesterday's that crazy wind is kind of over, right? Like, are we about to turn the corner? Is spring going to arrive here and some great weather and such?
Well, that's a great question. We've got some some pretty good weather over the next week and a half or so. So today's a cool day, but not bad. Today will be a pretty nice day. If this was... You know, where are we right now? Mid-April. If this was mid-March, this would be a great day, right? But we're mid-April, so our average high temperature is close to 70. We're going to get close to 60 degrees today. Mm. So probably a little bit above 60. And tomorrow's great. Friday is great. If you guys can get out and play golf tomorrow, if you can get out and play golf on Friday, it's gorgeous. Saturday looks good. Saturday, I've got 82 degrees on Saturday, so that's great. Again, that is great. Friday is going to be, you know what it's going to be, JP. Come on, Friday's going to be a...
Fantastic Friday.
Fantastic Friday. Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about 78 degrees with sunshine. Doesn't get much better than that. And then I'm still tracking a little storm system on Sunday. And, of course, that's Easter Sunday. So that's a little time frame I've been worried about here. And hopefully today, as I look at some new stuff, we get some more confirmation that it's going to be better than what it was looking like just a couple days ago.
When is it going to be like 70s for like 2-3 weeks straight? And 60 is an anomaly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, and that's the thing about it. I mean, we go in our area, I've had Memorial Day weekend in the 50s. You know? We can get these storms that you know, especially you can get nor'easters in the month of May that are bringing us just 56 degrees and rain all day. I mean, that's just some nasty weather. So we can get it all the way through, even through June. We've had it where June is still on the cool side. We're talking about upper 50s or low 60s with rain. So, you know, you really have to go through the month of June until we really start to break out and we're not seeing any more of that really chilly weather.
All right.
But it could definitely happen in May.
So we're getting closer to spring. You know what I
One
don't
day
like
at a time.
Is when we
One
don't get spring time. And then it's just hot. Like you never get that stretch of good weather and then it just goes straight to hot.
I'm an outdoorsman, Doug, and I'm getting a little sick of the weather actually.
I rode Saturday and it was cold as hell. People camping or golfing or whatever and you set it up. I mean, I was supposed to golf last week. I called the guys. I'm like, hey, it's going to be 35 when we tee off here and the winds are going to be 40 miles per hour. Maybe not a good day to golf. So, you know, we haven't been back. So I haven't been golfing. They've golfed a couple of times, but
he played yesterday.
You know, I played yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
And
you know why I played yesterday? Because I did not know that the wind was like that. I got out of my car at the golf course. I'm like, what the hell happened? Because I got in the car in the garage, and I rode all the way there, and I didn't really feel the wind till I got out of my car.
Do you have the NBC Washington app, which is available on iPhone and Android?
That's true. But when you're driving, you can't look at that stuff.
You got to look at it right before you step out the front door and you go, oh, look,
there's an alert. I was in the garage. I wasn't thinking about it. I was just like, oh, man, good time to go play golf today.
So
did you play?
Yes.
I did not. I had the same thing.
Did you get through 18 holes?
Yes.
Did the wind help you or hurt you?
It helped me on some holes and it destroyed me on others.
Yeah, exactly right.
Depended which way you were going. I went out to go play golf, and I was like, bleep this. Now, we did play in some of the craziest wind ever. You remember when we went out to Cattail Creek, B?
Yeah.
That wind.
That was worse than yesterday.
That was worse. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this, Doug. It was probably 2-ish, 3 years ago. It was one of the craziest wind days I had ever experienced. But we had made plans, and we drove out to Howard County, and it was a nice course, and we were excited.
I hit a 5-iron like 270.
Yeah, and then I hit a driver like a buck 10, depending which way we had the wind going.
Right.
Are we through the worst of allergies?
No, they've been bad too. I mean, man, every day in the studio, I'm sneezing, sniffling, sneezing.
Yeah,
it's been brutal. It's actually been really, really high the last couple of days. Yesterday was brutally high. Tomorrow's going to be really high. We don't have any real relief from any allergies until tomorrow and Friday. They should really pop off just because, now we've got great weather after the wind, after the rain, after the, bad weather the last couple of days, after the cool weather today. So tomorrow and Friday should be pretty bad.
Well, that's terrific news. The weather's finally nice.
And some people have bad allergies and bad golf days. Like my buddy I played with yesterday. Since he's listening.
Exactly.
Doug, if it makes you feel better, I have gotten some tweets here that there are people out there that agree with you that they prefer their Samsung to the iPhone.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and it was so fun. We just went on a little vacation and they had a Samsung TV there, and I'm just able to pop up anything I want onto the TV, just pop it up and then watch my stuff. And now I got to figure out how to do that. I'm sure you could do that with Apple.
He didn't tell you it was like, just 4 out of 1,500 people, though.
I'll be honest. I got Apple. I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, see, I'm sure there's a way. I'm sure there's a way to do it. But, yeah, I mean, when I saw that TV, I was like, oh, let's just mirror my TV. And I just, boom, mirrored my phone right to it. It was awesome. We were watching movies because, you know, they it was a rental, so they didn't have any cable or anything.
Right.
I was watching Netflix. It was a piece of cake. Now I don't know what I'm going to do. All right. What am I going to do?
Camera, at 11, we're talking best hot dog toppings. What do you like to put on a hot dog?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I had the best hot dog. Where was this? Oh, you know what I did? I played the celebrity softball game the other day at the Big Train Park in Cabot John. They had a hot dog guy there. And, man, I wish I remembered their names right now because they rolled up in a truck. That was one of the best hot dogs I've ever had. So they make sure, first of all, you got to toast a bun. I love a toasted bun. But they had the Chicago-style hot dog that I got.
Oh.
And that thing was phenomenal.
Oh,
you know, you talk about you got the pickle on there, and you got some, I don't even know what else is on there, but, man.
JP don't like that,
though.
No, thanks, dude.
What's that?
JP can't stand that.
Nah, man. Those Chicago dogs, I don't need a tomato on a hot dog.
Oh, dude, you would have loved this thing. I bit into this, and, you know, I got it, and I was like, I'm not really that hungry, but I'll try it. And I tried it, and I was like, holy cow, this thing is good. So I wish I knew. I don't know if they're called the hot dog guys. I don't know what they're called, but I wish I knew, because I'd love to give them a shout-out, because that was one of the best hot dogs I've ever had. But I will say this, no ketchup. I love ketchup. I put ketchup on everything except for hot dog. Hot dog's got to be mustard.
Oh, dude.
Hate mustard.
You got, dude. This is a pro ketchup on dogs.
Mustard is.
You call in at 11, Doug, and then fight with us. Thank you for your time, brother. We're running late here. We got to bounce.
Yeah, no problem. Where's the iPhone meeting later on?
I'll see you in the studio.
All right, guys. See ya.
All right. That's Doug Kammerer. The wind is gone, but the pollen's coming. Congratulations, D.C. The weather sucks.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.